the beginning of the gospel. The same phrase with which Paul concludes his letter to the Philippians here opens the gospel of Mark, the beginning of the gospel. The Greek phrase without article in either case is the same, arche tou evangeliou. The reference in Paul is to the start of friendship and the creation of an addressable community in Philippi, to the inception of a new dawn of hope. The reference here in Mark is to the start of a narrative, a gospel, a new kind of literature for a new kind of story, to the inception of a new dawn of hope. Mark 1, 1, Philippians 4, 15, the beginning of the gospel. Today we come to the altar of love, to the table of grace, to the real presence of Christ in bread and cup, and as a community, we lay down the work of the last 15 weeks. For we have traced the nexus of Commonwealth Avenue and our Commonwealth in heaven week by week. We have walked the lovely lanes of Paul's letter to the Philippians week by week. We have strolled the beautiful shared space of the Commonwealth Avenue Mall week by week, and now we are done. The walk is over, or almost so. It remains only to recognize, in retrospect, our common hope. It remains only to recognize, in retrospect, our duty to respond to a call to decision. For those who may have deferred attendance or audition until the holidays, you may consider this your makeup sermon for all past 14, August to December. For there is an echo from heaven to earth and back again, and that echo is the preaching of the good news. Walk along the lovely lines of Paul's best letter, Philippians, this afternoon. Walk along the lovely lanes of America's best avenue, Commonwealth, this afternoon. Faith is calling to faith, hope to hope, step by step, and street by street, and verse by verse. Scripture and life both acclaim a common hope. To hear and heed hope's echo is to walk in the light as he is in the light. You have one life. One day, your life will find completion. And on that day, whatever your life was, it is. That is who he was, they will say on that day, and that is who he is. On that day, will these marks of a common hope be remembered? Will we be remembered as those who lived on Commonwealth Avenue, as those whose true commonwealth is heaven? Hope echoes partnership. Paul acclaimed partnership. Abigail with John Adams lived in partnership. Listen in love for the cadence of mystery that befalls us in the advent of partnership. Hope echoes courage. Paul faced the unknown with courage. Have no anxiety, he wrote. Leif Erikson sailed fearlessly across an uncharted sea. We know the pull of gravity, whose spiritual dimension is fear, but our commonwealth is from heaven, of heaven, heavenly. Hope echoes forbearance. Paul taught forbearance. George Washington modeled forbearance. Hardly a decent thing ever gets done without the power of forbearance, patient restraint, the willingness to keep oneself in check, to refrain from retaliation. Look hard, look deep. If it is good, it was made with forbearance. Forbearance is prevenient forgiveness. Hope echoes service. Paul affirmed service. We honor on our great mall firefighters and others who serve the common good. Ministry is service. That's what the word means. We are taught here to hunt for life, to find real life, to have the experience of really being alive in service. Hope echoes beauty. Paul exclaimed that we should meditate on beauty. Our one street, this lovely setting, exudes beauty from Arlington to Massachusetts Avenue. Beauty opens the world to grace. Beauty may prepare you for the gospel of faith, the faith of the gospel. Hope echoes generosity. Paul challenged his people to generosity. The shared common space in our city is a reminder of common hope. You will live exemplary lives when it comes to money. I know you will. You will give generously 10% a year to something, someone beyond yourself. You will avoid debt like the plague. When someone offers you the enticing shackles of debt, you will say, "Be gone." You will save 10% a year in anticipation of something, someone beyond yourself. You will see the challenge of saving as a sport, call it frugality. You will see the challenge of honest labor as a sport, call it industry. You will see the pressure of exact reporting as a sport, call it accounting, and you will exercise, develop, grow, and prosper. I know you will. Hope echoes equality. Paul honored women. He names Eudaia, he names Syntyche. We remember Lucy Stone and Phyllis Wheatley. The full range of women and women's voices across the centuries has yet to receive ample appreciation. In our time, we shall do our part to fill up what here is lacking. We know the power of a diaconal mystique. Hope echoes vocation. Paul experienced vocation, as do you. At Marsh Chapel of Boston University on Commonwealth Avenue, we revere vocation and remember those like Schweitzer and Adams and Thurman who help us define the word, for vocation leads to God. Hope echoes memory. Paul remembered the beginning of the gospel and so had access to his own best past. Our libraries in Boston provide access to hopeful people from our past, like Alan Knight Chalmers and others. Here is one definition of hell: losing access to your own best past. Here is one description of heaven: finding access to your own best past. Hope echoes excellence. Paul approved whatever is excellent. So do our Commonwealth Avenue heroes and heroines. We travel in the company of the blessed, those who have guided us into the deep and the good and the beautiful and the true. Hope echoes grace. Paul preached a material grace. Alexander Hamilton championed a kind of material grace. At the opening of the Commonwealth Mall and at the heart of the letter to the Philippians, there stands in timeless symbol a respect for material grace, which we shall need in our time. Christianity acclaims an incarnate faith, one that takes place and takes its place on the street where you live. Hope echoes joy. Paul sings of joy. It is a joy to walk the Commonwealth Mall, and the Bible records loving, wise, and faithful responses to all of life, including pain, hurt, failure, exile, and execution. The remarkable trait of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is its honesty about pain. Paul writes from inside a prison, a cave, Jonah in the belly of the provincial whale. How stunning his tone, how stunning his word. Paul in Philippians writes largely about joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Hope echoes thanksgiving. Paul worships in thanksgiving. With our predecessors along this avenue, we do as well. And in this very year, 2008, after 40 years of wandering, after 40 years of the apotheosis of difference, after 40 years of wrangling about particularity, after 40 years of a distinction unto distrust, after 40 years of languishing in a spiritual malaise, after 40 years of exile without nostalgia, awaiting return without remorse, after again a biblical 40 years of private tears and narrow fears, look today. A meadow lies before us, a green meadow of responsibility, a brown meadow of maturity, a harvest meadow of liberality. We've come round again to a place of ardent possibility, common faith, common ground, common hope. Partnership, courage, forbearance, service, beauty, generosity, equality, vocation, memory, excellence, grace, joy, thanksgiving. Here are the hallmarks of a common hope. a way, a path into the future, a sidewalk on which to wander, to walk, to live. What kind of a future will it be? It's up to you. My friend met a spiritual person, and their conversation went as follows. So, you are a spiritual person. I am. I am a spiritual person. You are spiritual. I am spiritual. So then, do you pray? Well, no, I don't practice formal prayer. No, I don't pray. Well, do you meditate? No, I don't meditate. There hardly ever seems to be time enough. Do you walk and wander? No, I don't. I mean, I use the exercycle, but I usually watch NBC or QVC or something like that then. Well, what about reading? Do you like to read? You know, I never really got into reading. No, I'm not really a reader. Do you like to hike in the woods or along the beach? You know, that always seemed a little boring to me. Do you have a community of faith and friends? No, I'm not really a religious person. I'm more of a spiritual person. Do you give your money to help younger or poorer people? I don't. You know, those appeals, they really turn me off. Well, how about your time? Do you volunteer, like in a food pantry? No, I don't really go into volunteering. It's not really my thing. So let me get this straight. Okay. You are spiritual? Yes, I'm a spiritual person. You are spiritual? Yes. You do not pray, meditate, walk, read, wander, commune, give, or serve? Right. But you are spiritual? Yes, I'm just kind of a spiritual person. Friends at Marsh, across New England, friends abroad around the globe. The exciting claim of an open, undetermined future, embraced by the bearer, Christ Jesus, of a common hope, calls out to you this morning for a decision. Our season invites, no, implores, a resounding yes to echo the marks of a common hope. This is the beginning of the gospel. So when your friend asks you, are you a hopeful person? What will you say? Will you say yes to partnership, yes to courage, yes to forbearance, yes to service, yes to beauty, yes to generosity, yes to equality, yes to vocation, yes to memory, yes to excellence, yes to grace, yes to joy, yes to thanksgiving? In that yes, arche to evangeliu, the beginning of the gospel. Amen.